You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
CBS Sports Sideline reporter Aditi Kinkawala, who is very familiar with the entirety of the AFC North, a division that appears to be crumbling as if in a disaster movie around the Steelers, which is a good thing in this particular instance. Aditi is on the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Aditi, Donnie alerted this to me. I didn't see Adam Schefter's tweet. Now, Shedeur Sanders, who is not the Browns' new starting quarterback, that would be Dylan Gabriel, reacted with a smiling mime routine where he mouthed words but didn't say anything when he was asked about it?
That's apparently the same video that I saw.
What the hell is going on up there? I'll just start you with that very broad question.
I will tell you this. Another AFC coach sent me that video. That's how I know it. And said, seriously, what is going on? And then I forwarded that video to my preseason crew, which is, of course, Chris Rose and Joe Thomas. And Chris said, Joe, complete this sentence. If you had a teammate who did this, what would happen? And our producer actually said he'd be traded to the Jets. Joe hasn't responded yet. But
it's a very strange situation developing there. Let's
start with this, though, okay? Shedeur Sanders hasn't done enough to be the backup. So there's not
he's QB3
controversy
for people.
Or scandal there.
Right, he's QB3. People who didn't pay close attention said, might be surprised to find out. Flacco has merely been demoted to backup, not third string.
Correct. And also, to be very fair, this Browns offense has turned the ball over a bit too much and hasn't been nearly as explosive as they want. But that's not all entirely on Joe Flacco. It's never only on the quarterback. But at some point, we knew that we were going to see these young quarterbacks. Owner Jimmy Haslam said that during training camp. Now, the only way that we perhaps wouldn't have seen them is if Joe Flacco had engineered another 14-3 season. But then maybe we'd even see them in mop-up time in some games if that existed. But you were going to need to see at least Dylan Gabriel because the Browns believed in him so much. Kevin Stefanski is a huge fan of his. This is going to happen at some point. And I think this is one of those, can a new quarterback give us a bit of a spark, perhaps change up a little something, and you owe it to that defense, which is indeed playing lights out defense, to do everything you can to try to improve the offense.
I will say in
all of this, though, by the way,
yes,
if Kenny Pickett hadn't hurt his hamstring during training camp, Kenny Pickett would be the starting quarterback right now of the Browns.
Instead, he is on the Raiders, where I saw his name mentioned again in trade rumors, Aditi. Somebody on The Athletic one of those, are quarterbacks going to get moved? And I think they meant more like Jameis or Kirk Cousins or even Russell Wilson, obviously, like some of those guys. And the person said, well, Kenny Pickett, and I forget what other, it was another like journeyman quarterback who was mentioned, that won't move the needle. It would just hurt Kenny Pickett's real estate portfolio. And I just thought, that almost feels like it would be a trade made for the sake of making a trade. It blindsided me when I read it in one of those notes pieces.
Well, let me tell you this. So when we have production meetings, it is sort of by nature, just in case, checking a box at the very end that you asked either the head coach or the offensive coordinator about the backup quarterback, just in case, in the worst case scenario, the backup quarterback gets in. And when we had the Raiders week one, Chip Kelly said to us, and remember, Kenny Pickett had been there for not even a week at that point. He said, look, I love him already, but I told him, I love you. I hope I don't have to play you. And that's because he had been there for about 5 days. Well, this time we asked about him, and Chip Kelly could not stop raving. He said he loves how competitive he is, the looks that he's giving the defense every single day, how he clearly gets off on challenging the defense, that he's really athletic and really sudden, and that although it's very obvious that he can run, it's not like he's just looking to run. He's always still looking to throw, even when he's running. And I think his exact quote to us, in fact, was, we'd feel good if he had to play. And then he said he was really excited about Kenny's future. So I don't know, like... Again, we're going to keep going through this, and everyone
I have non-Kenny takes.
New Orleans right now. Yeah,
I have non-Kenny questions for you. I actually don't want to bog down on Pickett's situation, because my next question about Gabriel was going to be, based on what you've seen from the Browns offense, Judkins has looked pretty good since he finally, you know, joined the actual football team. How well set up for success is Dylan Gabriel based on what is around him offensively, in your opinion?
I mean, you need to get more out of the people that are ostensibly your playmakers, right? Out of Njoku, out of Judy. You have to build some rhythm on that offense. Being able to run the ball effectively is a big piece of that. I can tell you, in the preseason, when we watched Gabriel, it was very obvious that he makes a mistake and he fixes it immediately. He is absolutely the elite student in the classroom that you always hear about. He makes very good, quick decisions. He gets rid of the ball fast. He does have the ability to move and make a throw. I think that if he were, this seems like one of those silly things to say, but if he were a couple inches shorter, I mean, a couple inches
if
taller,
he were 6'3",
I'm sorry,
he would have been a first round taller, pick.
It's very possible, yeah. I mean, look at how seasoned he is. Look at how many yards and touchdowns he threw for in college. And I know it was many years, but still. Mm-hmm. Again, he gets knocked constantly for his height. It's something that he has dealt with, however, his entire career, and has done his best to try to figure out. So some guys can't figure it out, and we're still waiting to see if Kyler Murray and Bryce Young can ameliorate their height. Drew Brees never had an issue with it. Mm-hmm. So let's see. That defense is really, really good. They are not getting takeaways at the rate that the Steelers are. And that's when your offense needs help. There's the same thing on the flip that you were saying about the Bengals within the last half an hour or so.
Yep.
When your offense needs help, it's not enough to have a great defense. You need a defense that gets the ball, too. You need a defense that helps score also. And so just like you were saying with the Bengals, that with their defense, you know that you need to score 30 a game. Well, the Browns defense knows that with this offense, as it is right now, it's not enough to keep the opponent under 20. You also need to generate some scoring yourself.
Didi, I'll move quickly to the Bengals because I want to get to the Ravens, too. They're the team everyone wants to hear more about, just given their current injury situation all across the board. But are the Bengals already dead and buried? I only ask that in that blunt of a way because I watched that Denver game, and they looked like a team that had the wind not just literally like taken out of their sails because of the Burrow injury, but figuratively it just looked like they were mentally not there for that. I know Denver's really good defensively, but that was like a no-show performance, I thought.
Well, I mean, Denver's defense can do that to you, but you have to think that they are in the market for another quarterback.
I'd go for Jameis immediately if I were them. I would be asking the Giants, what does it cost to get Jameis Winston off your hands? Because that's the guy I would try to bring in.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. A at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, I don't know. I think that Andy Dalton is a name that's been thrown around out there. Jameis giveth and Jameis taketh. You know, do you have a defense that can sustain the... What's the line with Jameis that I gave you last year? Jameis helps both teams score.
Oh, yeah, Jameis is the most exciting quarterback in the league. You're going to see touchdowns, whether it's the right team catching them or the team he's not trying to throw to.
Exactly.
33 touchdowns and 30 picks in 1 year is my favorite season by a quarterback in NFL history. I mean, it's not close. I would take him, though, for, like, if you're saying, hey, he can throw to Chase and he can throw to Higgins and he can take some of the stress off Chase Brown.
You need someone that can push the ball downfield.
Yeah, exactly.
You need someone that can push the ball downfield. You need someone who's still got that arm, so... I don't think that they're standing pat, but I mean, I said this on CBS earlier today. You didn't, with what's going on right now in the division, you sort of feel like just because the Steelers are always playing close, just because of the way the Steelers are constructed, right now, the Steelers are in the driver's seat. And I'm not, I know you brought up the Ravens. It's still way too early to write off the Ravens. We're only a quarter of the way into the season.
I understand that, Aditi.
These injuries are alarming.
They have,
okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I understand and I agree. They just played the hardest four games of their schedule. I mean, I think you could tell me today Lions-Bills is the Super Bowl, and I'd be like, that's a pretty reasonable opinion. The Chiefs got healthy or got right against them, which I think is the most alarming of those three losses because Kansas City didn't look good at all on offense until that game.
Well, I think Lamar has been hurt. I don't think Lamar just got hurt in that game. Don't you feel like as you've been watching him, there's been a little bit of the dynamism missing?
Yes, which, that doesn't help them because here's my thought, and tell me if this makes sense to you. Steelers have two winnable games. I know the Browns' defense is really good, so the Steelers have to be on their P's and Q's. The Bengals, as of right now, though, do not look like they have what it takes, even in their building on a short week. If the Steelers handle their business, big if, they're 5-1. The Ravens, I think, this was my thought to Pony yesterday, rest Jackson for Houston for, obviously, you know he's not playing. Rest him for the Rams because you'd rather get two games off, even if you lose them both, and then a bye week to hopefully get him physically right. And then you just try to put the gas pedal down and hope that he, healthy, is enough to carry you to an insane run. That's how I would handle it.
Well, and they recognize for sure that this is about the long haul and that it is indeed a long season. And remember, a year ago, the defense was very rough early in the year. Dean Pease came in, helped write things, helped a young defensive coordinator in Zach Orr, and the defense got itself going. Roquan Smith being hurt is a really big deal. That's sort of the engine that makes things go. So you're right. I don't think the Ravens are smart enough not to rush Lamar Jackson back. they are better off having Lamar Jackson healthy and not having him be a shell of himself and potentially aggravate things. So I had the Texans not last week, but the week before, and they are a team that this is the National Football League. There are no guarantee games. There's no one that you will call a cakewalk, but the Texans are not nearly as challenging as the Lions or the Bills are. So you would like to think that Derrick Henry can hold on to the football and help drive the ship that day. I used that same cliche twice. That's awful.
Last
one. No, I said the engine that makes things go,
right? No, it's all right. Yeah,
ship, same cliche twice.
Ships have engines, but I think it's different enough for our listeners. Quickly, this last one, and I know I'm kind of saying quickly here about something that might be expansive, but I think you heard me go off about Mike Tomlin's last 5 minutes against the Vikings. He's got, as some people I've seen have called it, like the coaching voodoo, where he just gets the best out of his team, followed by some of the more head-scratching, I think that's me being nice, in-game decisions that a coach could make in the NFL. How do you feel about, I guess, him and them, the way that game played out, where it was 55 very well-coached minutes, followed by five where he put a blindfold on and threw darts at a board to make his decisions, it seemed like?
I think if it were anybody else, I would find it a little bit alarming because, so number one, winning in the National Football League is hard. I know you hear that every single week, but as somebody who stands on the sidelines every single weekend, the cliche about it's a fine line between winning and losing is totally, completely true. Sometimes it's just one play that makes the difference in a game. So a win is a win is a win. You should be excited off of a win, and getting a win, however you grind it out, however you get it, it's still a win. There are no style points. This is not the BCS. No style points. So I say that. Another coach, you might find this alarming that, wow, I don't know about this in-game decision-making, or whoa, you made that a little bit more dicey than you really needed to, or that game management wasn't that great. Mike Tomlin never seems to get in trouble for any of this. I said this on CBS today. I think the line I used is that no matter what Mike Tomlin does to seemingly put a game in doubt, the football gods won't let him lose. So, like, it's okay. If it's a young coach that is making those decisions, if it's Brian Callahan, who can't ever seem to make anything go his way, then yes, all of those things go under a huge magnifying glass. But like, this has been Mike Tomlin for however long we've known him. And has it really harmed him? So you take the good with the bad.
Aditi, we've got to run.
Okay, celebrate the win. Malzi, don't have angst after a win. Have angst for after a loss. That's what I would say to you.
No, I just, me and angst are good friends. Thank you, Aditi.
Bye, Malzi.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.